NPR.
Support for WMNF comes from our members and Oceana. Leaders from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, are coming to the USF Student Center on September 10th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. This event gives Floridians the opportunity to give input on the threats associated with expanded offshore drilling. The health of Florida's waters and thriving tourist economy depend on oil-free beaches. More information can be found on Oceana Florida's Facebook page.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lori. Coming up today, can you be kept out of a public park because you point out that the park is spraying a dangerous chemical on the grounds of the park? It happened yesterday. We're going to tell you where and how it happened. Stay tuned. You're listening to Radioactivity on WMNF in Tampa. But first, four listener comments about yesterday's program. Yesterday, we got into a conversation about former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and patriotism and Nike. Here's what four listeners had to say.
This is calling about a caller who referred to Colin Kaepernick as not black, and he's half black. And I just like to point out that there's such thing as a phenotype, which is your appearance to other people, such as like ex-President Barack Obama. The way they present themselves to society, you would call them a black person. And I don't also understand how half black isn't black either. So just to point that out there, food for thought.
I was just listening to the show, and before we start dancing around the Nike logo, keep in mind Nike's operations overseas, typically feudalism. And if you look at what they pay their employees, it would really hurt you in the heart. It's basically a slave operation. I would actually respect Kyle Kaepernick if he actually would have said no to Nike, which would be more admirable than this whole, you know, national anthem conspiracy or whatever it is, or why he decided to start kneeling. But anyway, with that said, so let's be careful about, you know, getting all love and kisses with Nike.
Hi, Rob. This is Frank Knox. I was listening on the way home. I heard all the things about Nike, and every person that talked was white. You could hear that. I'm white also, but I'll tell you what I'd like all those people to do. I want them to wake up tomorrow black for 2 weeks, and then let's see what their story is at that time.
This is Odd from Largo. Rob, you asked a very important question, namely, what is patriotism? Here's my brief response. It is an oath of fealty, meaning loyalty, to a country first. It is above loyalty to political party or to a foreign country. That is why radical Zionism in the U.S. that says, my Israel, right or wrong, is not a patriotic statement.
Well, those are listener comments that came in after yesterday's show. You're listening to Radioactivity on WMNF in Tampa. I'm Rob Lorine. Well, what if you're an environmental activist and you notice something that really shakes you up? That is that staffers at a local park, a public park, are spraying what the World Health Organization says is probably a carcinogen all around the park. What if you take out your video, your camera, your video phone, and your cell phone, rather, and start videotaping the workers who are about to spray this dangerous chemical on your local park, a park that you use maybe once or twice or three times a day? And what if then the sheriff's department is called in and you are told to get out of the park, never to return? That's what happened to our first guest today. Tanya Vidovic is a volunteer at WMNF, and she was at Felipe Park in Safety Harbor yesterday, and she saw some workers about to spray Roundup, which the World Health Organization has designated as a likely carcinogen. They were about to spray Roundup on the park, where a lot of people recreate. If you're from the Safety Harbor area, you know how popular that park is. We're going to hear Tanya's story in just a moment, and We should say, too, that around the world, lots and lots of countries have either banned or heavily regulated the use of Roundup. Here's a Tanya Vidovic story. Tanya Vidovic, what were you doing that got you trespassed?
Well, so that is the route that I take to bring my children to school is through Felipe Park. And me and my husband noticed about a week ago that there was a sign up that says that they're going to be removing some invasives. And for the past week, we've noticed the company, Southeastern ChemTreat, spraying. And we noticed that they weren't just spraying any invasives. They were spraying a lot of the natives, too, which the natives, you know, we notice them every day. So we saw some of this. So we asked them, you know, what product are you using? And they said Aquatic Roundup. And we noticed that they were spraying the oak trees, the palm trees, pine trees. They were spraying the coffee, the beautyberry, some native wildflowers, solidago, red salvia, some native porter weeds, and they were all dying. So I stopped today and I asked them, "Well, are you still spraying the, you know, the aquatic Roundup?" And they said yes. And I said, "Well," I questioned them if they knew what these plants were, and they knew one of them, but some of them they didn't, and those were natives, and they were spraying them. And I said, "Well, these are natives that you're spraying, and I've noticed for the past week that that the Roundup's been broadcasted." And I was speaking to him calmly, and just like how I'm speaking now. And I said, "You know, what training? You know, do you know what the plants are, and that I've noticed that they were spraying everything?" And they didn't reply. And so I called the county. Representative Lisa Baltus, I think is her name, and she said that they have been using that company for 20 years, spraying Roundup for or however long, and they said they haven't had a problem. And I said, "Well, they're spraying, you know, the natives." And she said that they have to use Roundup because they said vinegar and salt is more dangerous, which I didn't agree with. So she hung up with me eventually and said that she would go down and investigate. So I told them that I was gonna, you know, just stick around. So I sat down on the picnic table about 10 feet away, and I was just gonna let them know if they sprayed any natives. And so I sat down, and they weren't working or doing anything. So I sat down and I waited, and about probably 20 minutes later or so, two police officers showed up, and then about 10 minutes after that, that woman, the county representative, Lisa Baltus, showed up. And I explained, you know, to them that I'm just watching, just making sure that they're not spraying any natives because they had been, and that I also thought that they should be wearing some sort of respiratory protection. And she said, "Stop harassing them." And I said, "I wasn't harassing. I had probably a 30-second conversation, and I've been sitting on the picnic table ever since, quietly." And she looked at the police officers, and the police officers said, "You're being trespassed. That for forever now, I'm not allowed in Felipe Park. And that if I go into Felipe Park, I will be arrested." And warning.
This is simply for challenging and asking why they're spraying Roundup in your local park.
Yeah, especially during the rainy season. You're not supposed to spray Roundup anytime it's going to be raining. And you know, I mean, this area, it's raining every day at this point.
Now,
so, yeah.
Now, you say you use this park not just for recreation, but to get your kids to school. How is that?
That is the park. So that is the park in between myself and my child's school, which is like 2.2 miles away, is that park. So we ride our bikes to school. It's 2.2 miles away. So I am riding my bike to school. Actually, so I go through the park six times a day because I go back and forth to the school three times a day. So I am in that park, riding through that park six times a day.
Well, we should say that you're a very outdoorsy person, right?
Yes, yeah. And I mean, I'm not speaking just, you know, I'm educated on the topic. I mean, I run the local gardening group of 9,000 members almost. And I mean, I'm pretty educated on gardening and native plants and, you know, the appropriate ways of removal. I mean, the county, Lisa said that they are paying this company $9,000 to spray poison in these parks that are, and it's only about 1,000 feet from the waterway, well, from the bay.
Describe for us how close they're spraying Roundup, or did they intend to spray Roundup to areas that people might walk or bike or throw frisbees or, you know, play baseball or, you know, throw a football?
It's not. Yeah, it's right on the edge. I mean, it's in it. It's right in the area where everyone is hanging out.
Do you think that people that would recreate by walking would come in contact with the plants that were sprayed with Roundup?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been trespassed from the park. You're no longer allowed to go through this park, and this is the way, because you're such an outdoors woman, you take your kids to school using your bicycle, and how will you get your kids to school from here on out?
We're going to have to figure out a different means. I mean, that's the thing, is the park was the safest route. I don't want to ride my kids on a road with no, you know, with no bike lanes. Like, that was my safe route to school. So now I'm going to be riding my bike in the street. I mean, unless the Lisa and Pinellas County Sheriff's Office decides to take away the trespass, which I think is the appropriate thing to do, is to, you know, say, I'm sorry, we overreacted, we're removing this. But I mean, that's up to them.
Yeah. Well, I know you know this, but just a few weeks ago, Monsanto lost a lawsuit in San Francisco. It was sued by a groundskeeper, a guy who sprayed Roundup, and he said it caused cancer, and the jury awarded him $289 million. The World Health Organization says that Roundup is probably carcinogenic to humans. So,
yeah, California's banned it. It's well known to cause cancer. Like, this is poison that we are spraying in an area that we are telling the children that it's safe to play in.
Have you talked to any members of the Pinellas County Commission about this?
Not yet. I mean, this just happened a couple hours ago, so I haven't yet.
What would you like to make it right? Let's say that, you know, our listeners are pretty shocked that Roundup is being sprayed, presumably in more than one public park in Pinellas County, and now you've been trespassed from Felipe Park for speaking out about it. How would you like to see this made right?
I mean, well, what they can do, I mean, they could call Pinellas in the Parks Department, Lisa Baltus at 727-453-6924, and let them know that they don't want Roundup or any other poison sprayed. Like, there's other ways of doing this. There's other means of keeping invasives under control. But then also demand that they remove my trespass, because I didn't do anything wrong, and that is my main means of transportation to my school.
Well, Tanya Vidovic, thanks for coming on WMNF.
Thank you. Thanks for, for everything you guys do.
Well, that was Tanya Vidovic, who is a WMNF volunteer, and she was trespassed from Felipe Park in Safety Harbor yesterday for objecting to the spraying of Roundup. She says that Roundup, the chemical, which contains glyphosate, was being sprayed not just on invasives, but also on natives. And the Parks Department came and trespassed her, asked Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies to get involved, and they essentially threw her out of the park. So what do you think about that? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. And our email address, dj@wmnf.org. I contacted four county commissioners yesterday. I also contacted the staffer that Tanya mentioned in that story to get their side of the story. Also contacted the PR staff at Pinellas County. And they so far have not provided anybody to give a response. We don't know how often Roundup is used on Pinellas County parks. We do know that your tax dollars are being used to maintain those parks, especially through Penny for Pinellas, which is a really great program. But we do know, too, that there are a lot of countries around the world that are very concerned about Roundup. And we do know that some cities around the country ban Roundup, or at least heavily regulate its use. And just to give you some background on this, again, our phone number, 813-239-9663. Just a few days ago in San Francisco, there was a major case decided when it came to Roundup. Monsanto suffered a major blow with the jury in San Francisco ruling that the company was liable for a terminally ill man's cancer, awarding him $289 million in damages. Dwayne Johnson, a 46-year-old former groundskeeper, won a huge victory in the landmark case back in the early part of August, with the jury determining that Monsanto's Roundup weed killer caused his cancer and that the corporation failed to warn him of the health hazards from the exposure. The jury further found that Monsanto acted with malice or oppression. Johnson is the father of three. He'd worked as a groundkeeper and pest manager for the school district in Benicia, a suburb just north of San Francisco. That position began in 2012, and he testified that it involved him spraying herbicide to control weeds on school grounds, sometimes for several hours a day. He argued that his exposure to the chemicals caused non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cell cancer, and when he took the stand, he discussed his pain and suffering as skin lesions took over his body. Johnson may just have months to live, according to his doctors. His wife testified that she has had to work two jobs, sometimes with 14-hour days, to help pay for medical bills. Another Roundup cancer trial is scheduled to begin in the fall in St. Louis, Missouri. And according to Johnson's lawyers, Monsanto is facing more than 4,000 similar lawsuits across the U.S. So what do you think? 813-239-9663. And what do you think Pinellas County should do? Around the country, there are several cities and states that either ban or heavily regulate Roundup. There are no states that ban it entirely, but you can find heavy regulation of Roundup in places like Benicia, California, Burbank. Benicia did it right after the lawsuit. Burbank, California, Carlsbad, California, Encinitas, Irvine, in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, and Durango. In Florida, North Miami, the city council there approved a plan calling for the gradual reduction of pesticide use on city property and a study to alternatives. Places like Chicago, Illinois, that city stopped spraying glyphosate in public spaces. Glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup. So what do you think the county should do in Pinellas County? Should it, because so far the county has not called me back. And we are open to giving them time to explain their use of Roundup. Do you use the county parks in Pinellas County? And what do you think about trespassing somebody, at least according to Tanya, and she's posted her video on Facebook, at least according to her, she really did nothing to interfere with the spraying of Roundup. She did nothing to stop the spraying. She just sat there and was watching the people who were about to spray, and she videotaped them. And for that action, she was trespassed from Felipe Park in Safety Harbor. So if you live in Safety Harbor, I'm wondering, what do you think? That is one of the most beautiful parks, I think, in all of the Tampa Bay area. 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. James Lyles is our phone producer today. We're going to take a few phone calls about this to see what you think. And let's go to Gary in Sarasota. Gary, you're on WMNF. What do you think Pinellas County should do?
Well, I think they ought to buy a bunch of weed eaters and just start weeding instead of using the spray. I mean, that's just a lazy person's way of getting, you know, doing the trimming. But, Rob, I'd like to talk to something that's even worse about the Roundup that I didn't know until about 6 months ago. And that was, you know, Monsanto is the one that owns Roundup, and Monsanto is also the one that does the seeds. They sell seeds, and they've come up, most of their vegetables now are resistant to Roundup. So, you know, probably like you or I thought they used Roundup on the farms and sprayed on the rows to keep the weeds out of the rows, but they could spray your vegetables without any effect on the plants. But what winds up happening is we're all eating Roundup unless you're eating organic, and that's bad.
That is. And I think we're going to start talking about that, especially if Pinellas County continues to use Roundup. You know, I don't use the Pinellas County parks that much. I do use the Hillsborough County parks a lot. I would, if they're using it, I would be very concerned.
Well, just the other day, I was traveling through Sarasota, and I looked at my girlfriend. I said, "See that canal there?" And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "You're not supposed to use Roundup near the waterway," and they sprayed the entire bank of the canal with Roundup because that's the only thing they use to kill that grass. So they're not using it. I don't think any county's using it like it's approved. They're all guilty.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. Thanks for your phone call. All right, 813-239-9663. Let's go to Bob, who lives in St. Petersburg. Hey, Bob, you're in Pinellas County. Thanks for calling in. What would you like to say?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I got some crazy information. I'm actually friends with a couple of park rangers in Pinellas County, and I go to the parks quite often. And I was told directly by one of the park rangers that they actually have a quota of Roundup that they have to use, a certain amount, or they get in trouble. So that might be why Pinellas County's not getting back with you.
Yeah, I have not heard that. How could
That's
we check that out? If how could we check that out? I mean, not to give your friends names or anything. But,
well, I'm a frequent the parks, and I don't want to get in anybody fired or in trouble. But I mean, somebody in the higher chain has put a quota where they have to use a certain amount in each park.
Bob, are you concerned about this as someone that uses the park?
Absolutely. I'm concerned about, the use of it, in the environment, period, All the parks, most of the parks have waters and lakes, and those lakes drain directly, especially with all the rain we're having, into the canals and go out to the Tampa Bay, and, that's something I'm definitely concerned about.
All right, so you say that your friends who work in the park say that they've got a quota, that they've got to spray a certain amount of Roundup. Do they spray all times of year?
I've never seen them actually spraying it, and I know they don't like to for personal reasons, but they do have a quota that they were told that they have to use.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot. Thanks for that.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's hope that one of the county commissioners is listening. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. If you want to talk to the chair of the Pinellas County Commissioner, he is Ken Welch. I can say he's a really good guy, but if you're concerned about Roundup, you can call his number. He's the chair of the Pinellas County Commission, 727-464-3614. That's 727-464-3614. Let's go to Gary in Dunedin. Gary, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, man, as always, a topic that starts small and is much bigger. Pinellas County parks in general are not responsive to community concerns, and the fact that if they did basically try to block a whistleblower in the case of Felipe Park, that doesn't surprise me at all. They do use all kinds of poisons, and it's not just the county parks department. It's municipal parks, it's public works, it's people who maintain the roadside drainage ditches. I've seen on the Pinellas Trail, the Pinellas Trail employees just using indiscriminate amounts of Roundup right in ditches where there was frogs and turtles. And I would stop and say, you realize you're killing native Florida when you do that. And they said, we have no choice. The other thing is that they rely a lot on other unnecessary things, such as weed whackers and leaf blowers, which cause their own environmental and quality of experience problems. When you try and get through, if you call the Pinellas County Parks generic phone number and ask to speak to Director Causey or the guy who supervises Pinellas Bicycle Trail, which is being terribly mismanaged, by the way, with pipeline projects and breaks in the trail, they will always try and divert you so that you can't reach upper management of Pinellas County Parks. There's very little accountability. You have to contact the Pinellas County Commission just to get any accountability for Pinellas County Parks. Let's just put it this way, both at the municipal and county level, respect for native flora and fauna, the avoidance of using polluting machines like leaf blowers and weed whackers, as well as poisons like Roundup, it doesn't even exist in these people's consciousness. They are so old school, and they're part of why our county is dying.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. I understand why you'd be opposed to harmful chemicals. I don't understand why you'd be opposed to a weed whacker. I mean, it seems like that would be the least.
In many cases, what they call weeds aren't weeds. They don't do any precautionary principle balancing of the harms of using these high pollution machines. Like a weed whacker and a leaf blower puts out more pollution in an hour than many cars do when driven all day, plus the noise pollution and the particulate pollution that comes off of these devices. They don't balance that against maybe a more labor-intensive way of removing so-called weeds or blowing so-called dust and leaves all around. It's just the ambiance of some of these parks between the poison that's blowing around, because they apply it when people are right near them, or the blowing of using 110, 120 decibel leaf blower that's putting out not just internal combustion pollution, but particulates. They just have no respect for the aesthetics, the peace and quiet, and the nature experience that many people go to our parks for.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. Thanks for your thoughts. All right, so you got Gary's thoughts, 813-239-9663. If you're in the Pinellas County Parks Department and you want to comment about anything you've heard here so far, we'd like to hear from you. You can be anonymous. Our phone number is 813-239-9663. Let me just read some of these emails before we go back to the phones. We have a ton of emails. Todd says this: I've seen Parks Department employees spraying Roundup on the beach sand in North Shore Park where grasses had started to grow on the sand. That's Todd writing from St. Petersburg. Gina writes this: first, they're spraying poison. Second, they're also targeting the nectar flowers, the salvia, the porterweed, etc., which butterflies eat, and then they will die from soon. Last, a citizen should never be treated so abusively. I don't live in Pinellas, but I would like to know what I can do as a concerned citizen. That's Gina's email. What do you think the best thing to do? Gary said call the county commission. And again, if you want to call Commissioner Ken Welch, who I think is a really smart guy, and maybe hasn't heard about this Roundup. Maybe he has. His number is 727-464-3614. Suzanne writes this. We want to vindicate Tanya, and Suzanne's going to call. Thank you, Suzanne. Let's go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Mike in Odessa. Mike, you're on. What would you like to say about Tanya Vidovic and what happened to her?
Hello.
Hi, Mike. You're on. What would you like to say?
I hope I'm far enough away from my phone because I lost my voice. I mean, my radio, I lost my voice. But I'm sitting here every day, and this is my first time I called. I love you guys, the whole radio station. I just cannot believe, well, yes, I can, because Pinellas County just keeps doing it over and over again. This is a citizen walks her babies in the park, knows people. She's not some dumb homeless person. And here we go. She wants to talk about this. They send the boss out to talk with her. She brings the Gestapo. Trump and Gestapos, which doesn't surprise me. You know, ripping babies away from things, that's typical. And Pinellas Park, you know, I'm glad she didn't stand the ground too tall, because they would have shot her down. They would have been afraid for the life. I don't know. You know, it just, she gets trespassed for telling the truth.
Yeah, you know, and that was one of the things I wanted to bring Pinellas officials on to talk about is, you know, how can you get trespassed from a park for just simply objecting peacefully to the spraying of Roundup? I mean, since when is peacefully objecting to the spraying of Roundup a crime in our country so that you would be banned from a public park? I mean, we all pay for the public parks. Even Tanya pays for the public park. So, and she wasn't certainly, you know, blocking anybody, at least according to her video. Now, I wasn't there, so I'm relying on her video and her word. We may not know the whole truth, and that's why I want to get Pinellas County officials on to talk about this, because I think that this is a really important issue. We all love the outdoors here in Florida. And especially in Pinellas County, that is one of the most beautiful park systems here in the Tampa Bay area, especially in an urban county like Pinellas, to have all those beautiful parks. But if they're using Roundup widely and indiscriminately, as Tanya suggested, that would be an issue for especially parents who are bringing their kids into the parks. All right. So, Gary, or rather, Mike, thanks a lot. Thanks for your phone call.
Thank you, sir, and I'll keep on listening.
All right, thank you for listening. Well, you're listening to Radioactivity on WMNF in Tampa. Let's go to Barbara, who's in Seminole Heights. Hi, Barbara, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hi, this is wrong in so many levels. I'm just horrified, first of all, that the police would get involved. I mean, where are we having a police state now? And this is just incredible. And our water system, having all these pesticides indirectly goes right into our water supply. I'm afraid to drink the water. What would the tourists think? I mean, all of these parks are being kept pristine, probably most likely because of all the tourists that we have in Florida. And what would they think if they knew that the air they were breathing was full of pesticides? It's just so wrong. And Tanya has 9,000 people on her group, in her gardening group. They would love to come and do some volunteer work and hand pick the weeds. We don't have to be using these pesticides to do this. So I'm just speechless. This is just incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And Patricia writes this: can you please provide information I can share on Facebook about the woman being kicked out of Felipe Park for videotaping the use of Roundup? I have some friends that would be concerned about this. I tried to look up her name. It is Tanja, T-A-N-J-A, Vidovic, V-I-D-O-V-I-C. And maybe you can friend her on Facebook, and you can watch that video from yesterday where the Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies were called on her as she was sitting there watching people apply Roundup or about to apply Roundup in Felipe Park, and then she was forced to leave the park and forced never to come back. Let's go to Anonymous in Dunedin. Anonymous, you're on. What would you like to say? And why are you anonymous?
There's a more egregious use of Roundup going on as we speak for aquatic weed control in the headwaters of the Hillsborough River, which obviously becomes one of the principal drinking water supplies for the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County. They've been using glyphosate-laden aquatic weed herbicides in that stretch of the river that runs through Temple Terrace for God knows how long. And I remarked about it when I was first exposed to that issue. And the reply was, well, it's at levels that are not harmful. Well, I don't know if that's really been determined, but they do it routinely to remove the hyacinths and other aquatic weeds in the Upper Hillsborough River.
And Anonymous, how do you know this?
I worked for the city in which it was being applied.
Can you tell us which city, or is that going to...
Temple Terrace.
Temple Terrace, all right. So, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, that's just what I wanted the folks to know, but I think it's far more dangerous instance of the use of this pesticide in as much as it becomes drinking water for a large portion of the city of Tampa, if not Hillsborough County.
All right, Anonymous, thanks a lot. And you're pretty sure they're still using it there in the headwaters?
Well, it's been a month, if not years, since I worked there, so I don't really know. But I was concerned about it at the time and had firsthand knowledge that they were doing it. I saw them applying it.
All right, Anonymous, thanks a lot. Thank you for your eyewitness account. If you work in a Pinellas County park and you're concerned about this, either way, maybe you support the use of Roundup, call us up, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. And here's an 813 anonymous person writing, I agree with Gary. I've used manual yard tools for 5 years. No gas or electric power needed. Writes Anonymous. And then Larry writes, our hero, Miss Eve, spoke often and warned loudly about the dangers of Roundup and the evils of chemical companies. Eve Prang Plews lives. That's from Larry. Yeah, Eve passed away last Saturday, and she did speak out about Roundup a whole lot. That was one of her big issues. Eve talked about the connection between glyphosate and several diseases such as diabetes, and also she talked about the connection between being overweight and ingesting glyphosate, and then she talked about the connection between autism and glyphosate, which is the key ingredient in Roundup. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Bob in beautiful Webster. Hey, Bob, how are you?
You talking to me?
You're in Webster, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right.
How about that? I got on the air.
Okay, so what would you like to say?
Well, what I was going to say is that I got kicked off of Fort DeSoto years ago, and I don't know, I just got really curious when the sheriff's department got me up. I was out there on my boat, and I got really curious, and I found out that most of Florida is privately owned, including the water. They can kick you out of anywhere if they don't want you there. I've been asked to leave on a spring up there in Blue Springs or something like that, and as well, you can't bring in the trailer that you got there, you know, and I thought this was a taxpayer-paid ordeal, but it's not. They're all owned by it privately.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks a lot. I hope you...
You're very welcome.
All right.
We'll see you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in Asheville. Mike, you're on WMNF.
Hey, Rob. Well, I'm kind of wishing that the woman had utilized the Florida Stand Your Ground law and had jumped between the spray of Roundup and the plants, because then she would have definitely made CNN.
She would have had NRA backing? Is that what you're suggesting?
You know, Rob, in actuality, what the guy said about the weed whackers is spot on, because those are those little two-stroke engines, and they're very, very polluting. So,
yeah,
not good.
Well, that's true. I mean, my weed whacker at home is electric, so but Gary's got a good point.
You know, I also have a thought, which is to eliminate the need for the Roundup and the weed whacking. A lot of cities now are paying homeless people to pick up litter, and it's really something for them to do, and some even give help. And the last time I was in Mobile, Alabama, I saw it happening at the crack of dawn, how clean that city is.
And, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it just seems like something like that would be a progressive approach. One last thought, Rob. This op-ed in the New York Times, there's a word that was used, lodestar, which has been found in Pence speeches from occasions. Do you think Pence wrote that letter, or do you think...
I think Pence is out this morning denying that he wrote that.
I know he did, but if you go back to 2011, there are three different documents where he used that unusual word, lodestar.
Yeah, and I think there's another term in that op-ed, too, that Pence uses a lot. I don't know. I haven't... You know, there are computers now. There are computers that will, if you put in a person's writing, it can figure out through algorithms.
Well, that was my first thought, but you know, I actually saw a piece where the leaks that have come from the Trump administration, the leakers have purposefully been using language like that by other people in order to mask themselves.
Yeah, it could be. Mike, I don't know. All right, thanks, Mike. Let's go to Cindy in St. Pete. Cindy, you're on WMNF.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me take you off speaker. Oh, I lost you.
Okay, Cindy, you're still there.
Okay. So I called.
Now we can't hear you.
Okay. I called the number.
Now we're losing you. You called the number, but we, Cindy, try one more time, but I don't think we're going to be able to continue the conversation. Try one more time.
Can you hear me now?
No, we can't hear you. Cindy,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry. I called the commission number. I wanted to let you know. It wasn't busy. I went through one receptionist to a second receptionist named Dustin. And I reported my concerns. I didn't have the woman's name because I was driving, but I reported my concerns about her being banned from the park. And I reported the concerns about Roundup being sprayed in any county park during rainy season.
And what did they say?
They just said they would pass the information along to the commissioner and other members there, and they would email me a formal response.
All right. Well, let us know what they respond to you. They haven't responded to me, but let us know. Cindy, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Okay, so here's the story. If you're just tuning in, thanks, Cindy. If you're just tuning in, we had an interview with a young woman who happens to be a WMNF volunteer who yesterday was banned from Felipe Park in Safety Harbor. And her crime was that she had seen some workers who were about to spray Roundup, which is a very controversial chemical. The World Health Organization says it is a likely carcinogen. In many places around the world, it's either banned or very heavily regulated. And she said that the county apparently was planning to spray a lot of Roundup on Felipe Park, and we don't know how many other parks in Pinellas County Roundup is used in. But this young woman, Tanya Vidovic, who's an MNF volunteer, feels that it is her neighborhood park. She uses it to commute with her kids back and forth to school because she takes her kids on their bicycles to school every day. And she thinks it's wrong for the county to use Roundup, the known, the likely carcinogen, and she thinks it's a danger to the public. We have reached out to four Pinellas County commissioners and reached out to the staff of the Public Relations Department in Pinellas County. And we've also reached out to the staffer in Pinellas who trespassed Tanya, and we have not gotten anybody to come on this show. Now, we're happy to provide time. We want to find out what's going on, and we want to get their perspective. But there's some really great websites that look at Roundup and the troubles with Roundup. If you if you're trying to find some good information about Roundup and you haven't found it yet, you can email me at my desk, rob@wmnf.org, and I'll send you some really good information about Roundup from the perspective of the people who just won the lawsuit against Monsanto in San Francisco just a few days ago. Monsanto lost a lawsuit. A man, a 46-year-old groundskeeper, won a huge victory, $289 million in damages, saying that Monsanto's Roundup weed killer caused his terminal cancer and that the corporation failed to warn him of the health hazards from exposure. 813-239-9663 is our phone number, and we're going to go to Thomas, who is in Pinellas County in Clearwater. Hi, Thomas. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. This is just on the Roundup. My girlfriend is really in the glyphosate investigation, and I wanted all your listeners to know, and maybe even you, I didn't know this, and I feel like I'm on top of things, all non-GMO, this means the stuff we think that's Roundup-free, is sprayed with Roundup, and I'm talking oats, wheat, rice, barley, okay, everything that's going to be the staple food, all of it, and we checked with Quaker and General Mills so far, and they confirmed it, they spray Roundup at harvest on non-GMO crops to act as a desiccant, which dries it out quickly and also forces the plant to send a little bit more energy out to the end to make the crop a little bit bigger. And so anyone that has Quaker oats in their cupboard right now and it's non-GMO, it's got Roundup sprayed on it. Anyone, all your non-GMO bread, not organic, it has glyphosate on it right now. It's sprayed at harvest, and I'd like everyone to just, you can call Quaker right now and call General Mills, and they will confirm it. This shocked me. So I've just gone all organic in the last 24 hours because everything's sprayed with it. So I didn't know if you knew that, but...
I did not know it. And your girlfriend actually called Quaker and they answered her?
Yeah, we called Quaker together. They stand by General Mills also, and we brought up the studies about it. And they said, well, we think the studies are flawed, but... And you can, like right now, you could Google Roundup used as desiccant on non-GMO crops. Just everyone should do is just find out what it's used on. But it's pretty much universally used now. It just works really well. It kills the plant really quickly, and it also makes the plant go into like a shock phase. So it sends a bunch of energy out to the fruit, or, you know, the fruit meaning the oat or the barley, whatever is the food product. And it's used widespread on all your non-GMO. So when you buy non-GMO corn today, they sprayed, corn chips, they sprayed Roundup on your non-GMO. They didn't use it while it was growing, but they sprayed it when they harvested it.
I didn't know that. All right, I will look that up. Thomas, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks. You're listening to WMNF in Tampa. DeMarco writes this, government officials and law enforcement should not be allowed to ban citizens from public parks, especially for pointing out that public officials are violating our public safety by exposing us to carcinogenic agents. That's DeMarco's email. Well, this is WMNF in Tampa. I'm Rob Lori. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And we hope to get a word from Pinellas County about why they're using it and why they think Roundup is safe. And as soon as we get the word from them, we will give them some airtime. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Kurt in St. Pete. Hi, Kurt. You're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. I've been listening to this. I do know the young lady that works at the county up there. I've done some contracting work up there, and I found out that if you're a taxpayer of Pinellas County, you're an owner of that park, period. For them to say that she can be barred for life, I would think is a violation a couple times over. I find that very serious issue that the police can actually overstep their authority in such a way. to direct this woman to be banned. That's just something don't sound right to me. You know, somebody's doing something wrong. I don't.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to give Pinellas County a chance to talk about it, because we may not have the full story. I am completely, you know, I want to be neutral and fair about this. So, you know, they may have a defense for banning this woman from the park, and we want to hear that defense because we'll put them on the air and we'll give them airtime.
If they're doing a criminal activity, yes. But what the woman was doing, even if she was filming and even if she was talking to these guys, even if she was expressing her opinion, I believe there's this thing called the First Amendment, and that's covered. What they did, I think, is very illegal.
All right.
That's my opinion.
All
and
right.
another thing, Rob, I heard, did Eve Frank Luz pass away?
Eve did pass away last Saturday.
Oh, man, that's heartbreaking news.
A quick onset illness and passed away suddenly.
We're going to miss her.
We are.
Terribly.
We are.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've got information about it on our website. Kurt, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for your
views.
All right. Yeah, there's information about Eve's passing on our website at WMNF.org. Just want to mention, too, that I was going to also talk about the big news this morning from the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings in Washington, and I was going to devote a good portion of this show to that. Unable to do it, but I would suggest, if you haven't already tuned in, you can go to our HD3 channel. WMNF has an all-news and talk channel called HD3, and you can use your HD radio if you've got a new car. Most new cars have an HD radio, or the easiest way to get it is go on your computer to WMNF.org/listen and just look for HD3, which we call The Source. And we are carrying the Kavanaugh hearings live right now on our HD3 channel. Well, this is WMNF in Tampa, 88.5 FM. I'm Rob Lori. Thanks for tuning in. And let's go to Bill in Homosassa. Bill, you're on. What would you like to say? Hi, Bill.
Hi, Rob. Hello.
Hi.
I was curious, and I heard the other guy just called in. Who trespassed that lady? Was it the...
A Pinellas County Parks staffer.
A staffer, okay.
Yep.
And I guess that's legal that way, but it was a subcontractor spraying Roundup?
Subcontractors were, according to Tanya, yes, spraying the Roundup.
And then the park officials won the trespasser, right?
Right.
That's just insane. Now, why do they still have Roundup on every shelf in the Walmart, Home Depot?
Well, I would say that Europe is way ahead of us. There are a lot of countries in Europe where it's banned or they don't sell it. They private people are not allowed to use it. And places like Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Bermuda, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Denmark, El Salvador, England, Germany, France, Greece, Italy, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, New Zealand, Portugal, Scotland, Slovenia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Switzerland, they all heavily regulate Roundup in a way that we don't as a country.
I'm sure, and probably other waterways as we don't either, like our Okeechobee.
Yeah, if we want to keep this state beautiful, we got to be very careful about what we put on our environment.
I had a guy out here doing my lawn not long ago, and he drug that Roundup up, and I made him put it away.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Pull out the vinegar and salt, or pull the weeds up by hand. Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Garrett, who's actually in Safety Harbor. Garrett, thanks a lot. What would you like to say?
I'm sorry. It's actually Jared.
Jared. Okay.
I'm actually Tanya's husband, so it's Jared Vitovich.
Oh, Jared. Okay.
So I did actually get a phone call back today from the Pinellas County Parks Director, Paul Cazio. Very respectful conversation, very knowledgeable person. You know, this is just their standard practice. They're trying to get rid of invasives. I don't agree with it because I'm worried about the health effects. But for him, the issue is the budget constraints. This is the cheapest way for him to get rid of stuff. My issue was it didn't seem like some of the workers out there had the education to be able to actually target the invasives. That and the rainy season, the rains were coming every afternoon. So he did take my consideration, but you know, in their mind, this is the way business has gone for 20 years. So unless the public speaks out about it and we say this isn't what we want. The other thing I came across yesterday was there's the farm bill going through the House right now. The federal House is looking to ban the banning of this substance. So they want want to make it illegal for those communities that have banned it. So, you know, if we don't fight back here, it's going to go in the opposite direction.
Jared, is your wife, is Tanya still banned from going into Felipe Park?
As far as I know, yeah. And I did not address that with him because Tanya's got a pretty strong voice and a lot of people that are going to speak up on that. And I just stuck with what's going on with the spring this conversation.
And did Mr. Cazio from the Pinellas County Park System, did he understand, did he know about the San Francisco lawsuit or the
He did. He was really knowledgeable, but yeah. I think just the cost benefit for them, unless it goes to the commission and the commission says, you know, the people don't want this, they're not going to change because for them it's cheap and they have enough. There's enough agencies that are not banning it and still saying that it's safe. So,
I'm really surprised that Pinellas County didn't call me back because I would love to give them some airtime to talk about this. I can say that we have had perhaps 100 emails and our phone lines have been just jumping off. They've been jammed the whole show. And that's why I was only going to do this topic for about 20 minutes, and it has kept the show alive for the whole hour. So I think people are really concerned about it.
I appreciate the awareness you're bringing to it.
All right, Jared. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. 813-239-9663 is our phone number, email address, dj@wmnf.org. Caprice is in Tampa. Hi, Caprice. What would you like to say?
Yes. The agency that regulates the use of herbicides is the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs. That's a state agency. That's who would regulate and would, you could file a complaint against the county saying they have not demonstrated proper use under the licensing of that applicator. That's the first issue. The second issue is the county has a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit from FDEP that says they will reduce to the maximum extent practicable pollutant sources. And I used to work for the State Department of Transportation, and for us, our quota is you cannot use any more than a set amount of herbicide in any given year. And they reduced it to meet that criteria that DEP set in the NPDES permit. So if you want to go after somebody, you need to call DACS, Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
And Caprice, just knowing that Adam Putnam, who's in agriculture, his family's in agriculture, is the head of the Department of Agriculture, and knowing that you've got several really smart, progressive people on the county commission in Pinellas County, really good people on the county commission. Wouldn't it make more sense just to go to the county commission and give them the evidence about Roundup and say, you know, you really ought to reconsider the use? Because, you know, and I think Adam Putnam's a smart guy, but he's pro Big Ag, and Ag is not going to regulate Roundup.
What they're going to regulate is the person who is licensed to apply the herbicide. Okay, and I have been witness to an instance where a citizen complained and DACS went after that applicator and questioned all the logs that they used to record how much material, when, what the wind speed was, whether there was a chance of rain. So,
okay, I hear you. You've still got faith in the Department of Agriculture. All right. Even under the current administration.
I do because I've personally seen actions where they've come and investigated.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Caprice, thank you so much. Jeanette writes this, can Tanya fight this no trespass order? I'd go to a rally against spraying poisons in public parks here in Pinellas County. We also should mention that people's dogs and cats, as well as wild animals, live in our parks, and they're gravely affected by spraying pesticides on the weeds. That's Jeanette's email. Alyssa writes this, as I listen to the coverage regarding the use of glyphosate to manage nuisance and invasive plants, I did not hear anyone mention the expectation of maintenance that the public puts on county staff. When the public has a high expectation of maintenance, along with a desire to see less money used by government, few tools are available for maintenance staff. Glyphosate is effective and relatively cheap when compared to hand pulling or weed trimming on an organizational scale. If the public would lower their expectation for maintenance, less pressure would exist on park staff to blanket spray for any weedy species. Somebody who, it turns out, wants to be anonymous. And Anonymous, thanks a lot. A very long email. I can't read it all. I hope I did justice, though, to your thoughts. Well, if you want to comment about today's show, please call us up at 813-238-8001 and record your comment on extension 115. And I'll play your comments back tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. I'm Rob Lori. Thanks for listening. This is Radioactivity on WMNF in Tampa. Stay tuned for the Surly Feminists. They're coming up next on the Midpoint program, and they've got a great show for you. And as always, you can hear great things here on 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, including the latest news.